Your screen was also small again, but it doesn't matter a lot.
Here's what to do.
Yeah, I know. Yes. But I can read it like.
Hey!
Right.
My screen is big.
Great, man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so right, then
good.
We can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. Put some new things in the map. This is it. I don't know the shortcut. Well, a functional design meeting, it's a stage we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but. Then we'll look at the three presentations from you.
Okay.
I think you're prepared well, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We, I don't know, you also have received that mail? The new project requirements from our bosses?
No.
No.
Oh, I've received a mail with some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look at, well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our functions will be, and then we can discuss some more closer.
We have 40 minutes for this.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Rekke, the closing, we'll not look at it yet. Now, look at that. We'll show that to this board. Well, notes for the meeting. Yeah. I gave you this a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases.
Uh-huh.
Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of my ideas.
Yeah.
Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
Mm-hmm. Now it's right. Yeah.
But well, I have to do it. The material is well, should be hard plastic and rubber from the Thijs, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be impeccable. It's
the
nice
times.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones, and the technical aspects, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe
I disagree,
sort of thing,
but
not teletext.
It's not my place to disagree,
well,
I guess.
The second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include DVD, and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
No, all right, that's a shame.
So that's a shame, because especially for the third requirements, we want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
Let's not forget about it. It's just time consuming, so we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only just the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, but we are a real fashionable company. I read it on the. I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. And it's important to know when you design things.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah, right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have three presentations. You want to start?
I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about
it's order now.
Well,
I just have to think which file is mine, because I wasn't didn't hurry.
Okay, well,
I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
I have my. You already opened the PowerPoint.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To start with these points. Next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues. So we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it, the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, thus it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control.
No, it should
within the same room.
It's actually being loose from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control,
yeah,
everyone can use
you
it.
Lose your click on device.
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No,
well,
but it's specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, well,
we'll have a look at it.
Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn. So the learning curve should be very short, and therefore the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should also consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read it? Oh. No. So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pickup and use.
Yes,
than
you should take a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
Right. It should always be a manual, but it
and
can
it
be very short.
Yeah, but nobody reads a manual about a remote control.
Yes. Okay.
No, maybe for if you don't recognize a button, then who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. Only.
We don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it. Then
we are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Yeah,
point.
Right.
Isn't
right.
It part of the you? No.
Well, we'll have a look.
Next
one. Yes.
RSC. Well, that's about 20%, I thought. But the designer should take the should.
Consider
the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be input in an app.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right, this is the most important part. We're like the requirements that we're going to specify, we're going to target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want to, if we have a big, if we make lots of those stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it.
It's your task to look into the costs of those.
Yeah, I don't have any information on that.
We'll look into that later.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important.
We have very demanding clients.
It's not yet a standard development.
And we have
so
customers in multiple
LCD is more
I think
reachable than a speech recognition. So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
We'll consider both and see what we can find, I think.
Right.
Yep.
We don't rule them out yet.
Maybe. Okay.
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can right.
Well, you know, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere. Well, next, I don't know who is next. You got a.
Shall I give a technical talk?
Yes.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I just might have to explain or to point out a word in design. How do you enlarge it?
F5.
F5. Well, the word design, that's my
next button.
Well, all right, you know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy-paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. You can see.
Maybe you can select it. So it
right, yes.
Inverts.
I can select the
whole picture.
Click.
Never mind.
Well, you can read it. It's not really well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. We have basically
the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the to the sender. And the source is of course the user, and the user interface is you remove the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the machine. That's the basic idea. Very basic. Well, I have put it in couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button that's pressed, of course. It uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the, well, it's very simple, it signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD, if we had done that, and the button for
but we don't
TV.
No,
so.
No, but exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if you're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart, and it's not very. Not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly if you look at the shape. It's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly, and then problems like erosion don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, so that. But I think it's very important to make the power channel and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have errorsy consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons.
Right.
And you can
make them big, make them easy to,
well,
to press.
You don't
I
have
also
to look
but
and
like
search for them.
If you
right.
have the most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same. Well, move.
Yeah,
I was thinking
if
you can
you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
some
of
the
RSE.
That's right. That's right.
But you can't have any every button under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons. Maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
yeah.
So you would.
That's very important. And
reject RSE.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this, like.
Yes,
some
on my mobile telephone.
Little,
also
Game Boy things.
Do people, when they pick up a remote, know that they have to do that? It's
no.
It's a new feature.
Well, it's
you
it's
can make, make
yeah,
a
right,
double feature like a button on the top and on
yeah,
the
but
also,
but
if
you
someone
said,
picks
up and
up
down,
his,
they will
remote.
Understand it. I think 80% would.
If someone puts up it, picks up his remote and he picks it up, but he touches the side. And he's
yeah,
already on the next channel. That's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah,
yeah
no. right.
So then, in any case, the
no.
basic function should be indeed an issue. Say that thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different samples of the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so should be well not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty
yep.
basically as you said. Have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very
that's
useful
it's
for
your
you.
Part of the job.
So yeah, exactly. Oh, this is how it will look from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete it. I had to make it. Schematic of the. I had too little time, but don't.
Don't do things, please.
Well, we understand.
It's clear.
We understand.
Yeah, it's clear.
All right.
That's
no.
Most important thing.
Nice.
Alright.
Then Mike can give the third presentation. How many did we start this presentation?
I don't know. I think about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Losing time.
Then we
time.
Have still the time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right. So.
That's cool, Aaron.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different, we all have different homepages.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Different links, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay, yeah, well.
Well, I'm like human, user interface the method, well, I use my own experience with remotes to look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
And these are already used. Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
Alright.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
I like user center.
Yeah,
I like user center also the best.
We also know that.
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and teletext and that kind of stuff. So I thought we would use more, need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that because
yes.
Of the requirements.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can't really see the different from different sides, but I think.
Well,
I
should.
You can draw it if you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts, so you can customize.
Well, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company, so they cannot just make someone.
It's, it's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it. Then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every remote.
That's
so
a must.
Like
must
there
you can put it
on
the back side.
Yeah.
Every,
well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
put
front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
yeah.
The
so that
don't
yeah.
replace
yeah.
the symbol.
Or
the
lowest part of the remote isn't changed by the front.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
let's
yeah.
not focus on the front.
Yes. Okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we would use more functions. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So yeah. All
right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
Yeah, I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think.
All
right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's a high interested. In features, they are high interested in feature, but they are more critical. Critical.
The
so
younger.
The younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap. A little you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
clap aren't as much.
Well, because you say that their features are important, they want
a
lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens and
voice
recognition, but.
Look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So we must build in something, or they will go to the concurrent.
Our competitor, yeah.
Competitors, right. So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they cost a little more.
Maybe we could, on some calculators, you have those little LCD that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status
like
information,
which program you are watching or something.
Yeah, that's
those kind of things, because you also have those program recognition for your VCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah, so it just signals the different different symbols on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example,
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it should be integrated.
Yeah,
just integrate inside to make it
top.
more trendy.
So when you sit like this, you can watch. I think
something like on some radios in the car, where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design. The scrolling text and that kind of thing.
It's just a script
that keeps it rolling, and it's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time.
For programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right.
We go with LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Although we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right, I don't know if I can find that.
No, we'll
maybe
you
will get that information
next
time.
Yeah,
we can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue with the where's my presentation.
I understand what you said. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
We are here now, I think. This I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions. So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Shouldn't we start with the most important
at
parts?
The top
LCD screen.
At the bottom.
Yeah, all right, but
the top
we
is more
start with the power button.
When you sit, how do you zap? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
With the LCD screen on top, it gets a bit unnatural, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand pole might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then
we'll draw two. And now we see
maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're
busy with something.
He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable for everybody.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
room
for
the
interface.
The LCD is like small. It's wide. It's not high. But
Mike has a point, because. When I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and I like to use the ones
like this
on the top. So when I have to,
remote with an accentuator. Well, I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the.
Yes, but we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want.
You don't
want
them to look like a calculator.
It must be a remote.
Like our
original.
Yeah,
but
well,
familiar.
But you don't have to throw an important aspect like familiarity completely away because I think it's. I think it's still important to have it at the top because it's.
Format,
it's more familiar that way.
Yeah. When I draw here,
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
A little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about it later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better. You only have
it's
one pen for that screen. Yeah.
Right, we have to make a decision now because
yeah.
we don't have much time.
Yeah.
I think we have a few functions and we can put the LCD above it and you still have lots of room at the bottom.
Yeah,
you
I,
can
I agree.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well, I'm the designer,
yeah,
so.
And if you want to,
yeah,
I totally
so
agree. Yeah.
We're two with VS2.
Well, but what if we
he's
first decide the different functions
yeah.
and then look at the design?
We were busy with that. Yeah, we should summon the
yeah.
the different aspects of the thing. So we have the power button.
Moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's yeah.
No, it's
well,
our
we have
job.
A power button, guys.
Oh, you
all
have to agree.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
save on. It's like this, and you
right.
must agree.
Let's
yeah.
keep
we
it
have a power button, setting buttons, LCD window,
the
number buttons,
yeah.
channel, yeah.
yeah.
Volume
control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
Uh-huh.
I think we should use something like this to the channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
it's
also
design.
Volume control also.
Yes.
In
right.
Next speed.
Well,
but on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD
yes,
player or
yes,
something.
Yes.
So
yeah,
for
some.
I already
video,
said
we
could drop some of these buttons.
You should. Put that power button, channel, and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think this should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more
apart,
away from each other.
So people have to move their hands, and they get less complaints of arms.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position yeah. constantly with one hand. Yeah,
that's what I always do because all my important letters
it's
are
good
the same
to move
place.
From time to time. Yeah,
yeah, because people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No,
it
no
needs
no
to be centered.
We have to choose a.
Frequency
way
of button use.
Yes.
channels are most is most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. So the channel buttons
mm-hmm.
should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Up and down, far apart from each other.
You thinking about RSE?
Yeah.
Well,
but
not
look
too
at
much.
Look at frequency. Hey, not too much, but.
Look, the other two frustrations are far more important. So,
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have have to have volume control
well,
and,
for example
and
the
zapper
button
close together.
You can.
Well, they're used four
if
times.
If someone
an hour,
is
so.
Constantly is zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside it because I have
someone. I totally agree.
Right. So
but
that one can be put away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The
I
power
agree.
Button can be.
Power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
And should be right.
Yeah.
Oh man, 5 minutes.
yeah.
Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with those
okay,
numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it
well,
would be pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do think
yeah,
you
well
have,
it's
to,
going
keep, you have
too
to keep
much
it central
time.
Now. Just
yes.
You decide that, you decide that, and
yes.
All right.
Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make a consensus with Thijs, well,
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard
because
we can't
put it in the middle.
So individually, that's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, yeah, I still think it's quite important, though.
Yes, it
we
is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but.
Well, what if we're going to now decide about functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay.
All
right. Right, these functions.
Because we agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
That's
okay.
The number function.
That's enough. Yeah.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Just
one,
two,
five, when you
it has to recognize one as there can still come more.
No, if you.
Oh, like
on
that.
Most TVs, if you. Press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That, that's
right,
the
so
most
no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
You still have the pictures over there.
Yeah.
So.
You do need the or did we? No, like this one. You do need.
No, we just
yeah,
said we
I
didn't.
Know,
you.
Are you? All right.
Well.
no, okay.
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It doesn't have your basic function.
Teletext is gone. So all those buttons that are through with teletext. Oh, screen placing. You have those buttons about... and there are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen. You can make it wider and
yeah.
less wide. And the button that you can go to add for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or is it just two? And we
just, just two under a under
a.
We can make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Or
I think
at the top. Your LCD scan is going to go.
You can
yeah.
put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You
yes.
can just put it somewhere. They
yeah.
aren't used much. Not as much as those others. So.
They
put
can
it somewhere
be smaller round.
Yeah, a bit
buttons.
Smaller and well. And I think more at the bottom, yeah. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well, I think
they
should, in an isolated part, the remote.
And where? Well, we design it later. We have it, and we design later where everything
yes.
goes. Nice.
Well, any other...
Well, if you...
Why
go to
video?
If you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
you
can
the video channel.
That's
zero.
Yeah.
No, not
no,
always.
Not at my remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
yeah, but
the video
can
channel.
Zap
yeah, but
down
when you set down zero,
yes.
you get to AVI.
Yes,
I don't. I go to 99.
No,
well,
then you press 99. I think go to video is
that's the
button.
But it's easy to go. If you are at channel 55 and you want to. Go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to get below
zero.
It's more
yeah.
easy to get to
yeah,
with a specific video channel button.
I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have
yeah.
to set the channels. All these different buttons. You have
buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Oh.
Yeah, well,
it's
different screen settings. Yeah.
Plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to of course to configure
program.
The program.
Okay,
the
okay button. Oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu button.
You should. Yeah, I think that's important.
General setting.
You know, and the settings to change the brightness. The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel. Yeah.
So.
Chief.
Save.
G.
Chief.
Yes, save.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu, alright.
I think things like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu, yeah.
And you can then adjust it with the zapping buttons or something.
Yeah, the
because the zapping
right.
buttons are the juice then if you are in the menu.
Guys,
right, yeah.
We're going to get to our rooms and we'll
your
have
panel.
To decide things on our own, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Chief.
Right.
Well, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way. Now.
Yeah.
So
lunch break.
I'm hungry.
Lunch.
You have to pull my belly.
We didn't exactly do
everything.
So,
yeah.